Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Time out muna sa ating mga trabaho at oras na para maglaro ng basketball kasama ating mga kaibigan at kapamilya. Yan ang layunin ng United Basketball Association sa kakatapos lamang na Henry's Cup na ginanap noong May 28. Ating makasama ngayong araw si Migs, Hobie at Isay. Simulan natin kay Migs Exitosis na siyang founder ng UBA. Paano nga ba nagsimula ang grupo niyo?
Ako, when I came to Sydney, ang una kong hinanap is naghanap ako ng kalaro. I was part of one group who played in Sydney Uni and another group who played in Marrickville, PCYC. What I did was join the two groups together, hence the name UBA. So it was called Unified Basketball Association, which is what the best name that I can think of at that time. So apart from, I guess, the sport, naging ano na siya, parang social group where, you know, Filipinos would come together.
Exclusively na Pilipino lamang ba yung iniimbitahan nyo sa mga activities nyo?
Anyone was welcome naman. People, I guess the word spread amongst, I guess, the current members. And if, let's say, they had visitors or may mga bago dating nakakilala, they would invite them to the group. Ayun na, may mga office mates na who are from different backgrounds. We have, you know, Chinese, Australian, Koreans. So iba-iba na talaga.
Pumunta naman tayo sa Henry's Cup at di naman makapanayam si Hobie Dacalos na isang mga organizer ng event na ito. Hobie, bakit nga ba Henry's Cup at ano yung inspirasyon nyo sa likod nito?
So the Henry Cup is basically the first event that we did, which is a tournament of sorts. And we named it from one of the OG, if to coin the term loosely, named si Kuya Henry. Kuya Henry, really, he was a trailblazer sort of sorts when this group was still in the infancy. Unfortunately, he passed away 2018. And I think that was the reason why Migs coined the term when we started. The first was on the 2019. So we dedicated the cup to Kuya Henry.
Si Isay Aurelyado naman ay isang sports scientist at isang bagong miyembro ng grupong ito. Para sa iyo, Isay, ano nga ba yung layunin ng Henry's Cup?
There's life outside work, and I guess that was one of the main aims of the event, is to make sure that people are not immersed just in their professional career, but also in their social life. And where do they get their social life? Through the love of basketball.
Naka-overwhelm nga naman talaga yung pagtatrabaho na lang lagi. Kaya mainam yung mga aktibidades na ganito dahil nakapag-ehersisyo na kayo at masaya at kasama nyo pa ang mga kaibigan at pamilya nyo. At dahil usapang kasiyahan na rin, ano nga ba yung highlight ng Henry's Cup?
Well, for me, I guess the highlight of both the two Henry Cups that we've done was everyone coming together on the event talaga. I was surprised kasi since 2014 nagawa yung group, you know, a lot of people have moved on to, I guess, you know, different, I guess, ventures or whatnot. Pero magulat ka to see some of them actually support the event and actually show up to say hi, to, you know, help out. It was very heartwarming.
Along with the component of, there were a lot of family and friends who were there cheering for their husbands or their boyfriends or their friends for that matter, but just enjoying, you know, eating there. We were able to market those sponsors, but at the same time, they were just enjoying. And it was like, I would take the word again, heartwarming. It was really worth the effort that we did for that past month.
And because we wanted to partner up with Filipino businesses as well, because we want to parang give back the support. So this wasn't just an opportunity for them to give the players like fuel for whatever they were doing throughout the day, but also para makilala din sila, kasi we want to support these businesses. We want to support the immigrants who came here, who wants to spread Filipino culture, not just to mga Filipinos na nami-miss yung pagkain sa Pilipinas, but also to other cultures para makilala tayo.
Alam naman natin na maraming mga basketball groups dito sa Australia, lalo na sa mga Pinoy. Naranasan nyo na ba magkaroon ng tension sa iba't ibang mga grupong ito?
So it's more of the comparison rather than tension. Like everyone's friendly, everyone's, you know, happy to play. And sometimes, you know, I have played in other groups as well. So it's more of that, seeing what works and seeing how we can improve.
Ano naman yung nais na marating ng grupo nyo at ng mga future na Henry Cup sa mga susunod na taon?
aside from growing, having more Henny Cups, the ultimate plan for us is really to establish this as a solidified group. Hopefully, maybe this is not the immediate future. Definitely not the immediate future, but hopefully we'll have a center to call our own, because that's that might be a good thing for the future.
As a new member, and again, a different gender, I would say I want to see more women involved in basketball. And it doesn't matter what age you are at, whether you've been playing basketball when you were younger or you're now in your 30s and just wanting to learn a new sport. And basketball is an easy, accessible sport for you. Yun yung gusto ko rin mangyari. So, siguro grow the organization UBA by including women or female basketball players.
Hinding-hindi natin mapagkakaila sa ating mga Pilipino ang pagmamahal siguro natin sa basketball at sa ating mga kapwa Pilipino na rin. Maraming salamat sa ating mga nakapanayam mula sa UBA. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.